Well, good evening, everyone. My name's Warren Lance, and I want to welcome you to the weekly Take Action Team podcast, where each week, not only do we want to inspire you into taking action and moving your business forwards, but we actually want to give you some tools that you can implement, some steps, some actions that if you actually take them, it's going to move your business forward. It's going to help you start to get your product for free, or it's going to help you with the car payment, or who knows where you desire to take it. So this evening, guys, I strongly encourage you to grab pen and paper because we have one incredible individual joining us. This individual actually joined Isagenics when he was 74 years young. If you do the math, Isagenics is 14 years old, so you know he's 88 years young now. He is a ball of fire, his passion, his energy. He has impacted literally millions of people through what he's done. I mean, between him and his two daughters, in the past 14 years, they've generated commissions in excess of $50 million U.S. I mean, think of that. $50 million U.S. This gentleman is sort of like one of the godfathers of the industry. He's an ambassador to the industry. He's always speaking about raising people up, regardless if they're part of his organization or not. I mean, I'm so incredibly blessed. I'm not part of his organization, but anyone you talk to thinks that I am. And let me tell you, I do feel like I'm part of his organization. He treats me like a son. It's just been an absolute privilege to get to know this industry giant. So it is my privilege this evening to welcome to the call none other than Jimmy the Smith, the Butcher. Welcome to the call, Jimmy.
Hey, Warren. Thanks for that beautiful introduction, my friend. Well, I'll tell you, the feelings are mutual because you make my belief in this industry go up tremendously because what you've accomplished starting from scratch, never doing it before. You were the most coachable and teachable person I ever worked with, and you learned this industry quicker than anybody I've ever worked with.
Oh, my goodness.
You are amazing. You are amazing, my friend.
Well, thank you. I mean, I guess I was smart enough and willing to listen to what you said. I can remember you telling me it was so funny. You went to me at one point and said, Warren, go after network marketers. And I'm thinking, yeah, that makes sense, but what do they look like? I mean, if you look at a Lynn Hagedorn, a Lisa DeMeo, a Michael Klaus, a Herbert Patty Cepeda, I mean, they don't have MLM stamped into their forehead. How the heck do I identify them? And I can remember you going, come on, Warren, go to where networkers hang out. Go to personal development events. Meet people, grow yourself as a person, but at the same time, you're going to meet other networkers. And I've certainly done that. I mean, that's the reason Michael Klaus is actually in our organization today, is because I did go to a personal development event. And I can remember the other point you shared with me was ask everyone you know, do you know of any network marketers? And it's funny because, again, I was willing to listen. I asked a buddy of mine who lives about 7 hours away, not involved with the company, and I said to Dave, I go, Dave, do you know any networkers? And he goes, I think my Taekwondo instructor does network marketing. Long story short, Dave introduces me to his Taekwondo instructor, Michael Barker. Turns out Michael's been in the industry before. We go back and forth. I know I got Michael on the phone with you. Long story short, after about a week, he actually joined. And over the preceding few years, he was actually one of the number one recruiters in the entire company. And it was all because you said, ask everyone you know, do you know any network marketers? And Jimmy, I just got to thank you for mentoring me and mentoring literally hundreds and thousands of other individuals, because it's your wisdom and knowledge that's absolutely transformed my life, and as a result of that, hundreds of thousands of others, because it's hard to believe the Take Action Team now is over 290,000 people strong around the globe. So thank you, Jimmy.
That's amazing. You're welcome. You were a great student. You did everything exactly. You just you know, you would have been successful with or without me. I think maybe you just did a little quicker with a little coaching, and that's always the case. And people can do it on their own, but when you have a coach, if you want to be successful, mentor somebody that's already been successful in what you want to be successful, and that's what it comes down to. So now you're just going to pass it on. Your greatest way to thank me is just pass it on, pass it on, pass it on.
Well, and I give you my word, I will do that for years and years to come. So thank you for that, my friend. But before we get into the meat of the call, because let me tell you, am I ever excited about you sharing the fundamentals of network marketing, some key points that has had such a profound in generating that $50 million in commissions. But before we get into that, I mean, you're known as Jimmy the Butcher. I know you're out of Pennsylvania, very close to New York. I mean, you don't want to mess with the butcher. I mean, it's sounding a little scary, but how about, will you share what you did in the past and how you got nicknamed Jimmy the Butcher? And then how you got interested in network marketing in the first place, because you weren't born a network marketer, but let me tell you, you figured it out. So how did you become Jimmy the Butcher Smith?
Okay, well, my father was a butcher, my grandfather was a butcher. My father told me, son, come down to the butcher shop, let me teach you how to cut meat, be a butcher, and you'll always work or have a job. He said, I worked through the last Depression. My mom wanted me to go to college, and I wanted to make money. I wanted to be a butcher just like my dad. So at 17, I went down to start working with my dad in the butcher shop. I became an apprentice butcher. He taught me how to cut meat. I worked at that job for 40 years. I had a job I never missed. The only time I didn't work at a butcher from age 17 to 56 was the 2 years I was in the Army over in Germany. And when I came back, of course, I went back to the butcher shop. So I worked 40 years. I raised 6 children, sent them to private school. And then at age 56 in 1983, I hurt my back for the umpteenth time because I was a little guy doing a big guy's job. I was too small to be a butcher, and 40 years later, they told me at age 56, Jimmy, if you continue to do this job, you might end up in a wheelchair. At my company, when Ronald Reagan was taking blind people off Social Security, I got full disability. That's how bad my back was. They said, Jimmy, go find a new career. My wife wanted me to become a crossing guard, $8 an hour. I said, no, thanks, dear. I don't think I want to do that. And crossing other people's kids in the rain and snow. I just raised 6 kids. I'm done with that part. I'll find something else. So yeah, it took me 6 years. I looked and looked and looked for 6 years. I stayed home, dad, taking care, making dinner and all. And 6 years later, at age 62, a dear friend called me up and said, Jimmy, I want to take you to an opportunity meeting. I said, for what? He said, just come with me, trust me. I went with him. It was network marketing. It was a water filter company. And the best thing that happened to me that night, I didn't like that product. I didn't like that company. I didn't like their comp plan. Didn't know what I didn't like, but something didn't fit right. He gave me a video called the Don Failure Napkin Presentation. And this gentleman, he still does it, Don Failure, on this long hour and 45-minute video, he did the geometric progression numbers. And he was talking about network marketing. He said, if you get 2 people and you work with them and help them get 2, now you got 2 in the first level, 4 in the second. If they get 2, you got 8 in the third, they get 2. You got 16 on the fourth. And then he said, but if you get 3 people, that's even better. You get 3 and teach them to get 3, that's 9. Teach them to get 3, that's 27. Teach them to get 3, that's 81. But he said, if you could get 5 people who get 5 people, that'd be 5 in your first level, 25 in your second, 125 on your third, and 625 on your fourth. And I thought, for the first time in my life, I understood the geometric progression numbers. And I realized, before I knew anything about network marketing, that what we were doing here was leverage yourself in people. And when I realized I could leverage myself in people and earn a nice income by doing that, by helping them, teaching them to do the same thing, to leverage, teach people to leverage, I was fascinated with those numbers. I knew nothing about network marketing, but I was fascinated with the geometric progression numbers. And I realized once I understood those numbers, once I got them clearly in my mind, in my brain, I was free. I was home free. I knew the math of network marketing. I knew how it worked. I wondered why he only went 3 and 4 levels deep. Then I realized companies at that time only paid, most of them paid 3 levels deep, a few paid 5 or 6, but nobody paid like they do today. Nobody paid unlimited depth. So thank God I seen that video. Thank God I watched it over and over again, and thank God I let it sunk in. It got through. Thank God it got through. It's very simple math. It's not complicated. I don't like things complicated. It's very simple math. So I thank that man every day for texting me that meeting and giving me that video. It was the greatest gift I ever got, that video.
Now, so you watched that video. You got excited about this new industry for you, but you didn't like that water filter company. So what did you do? I mean, you're now, as you said, you're 62 years old. You're on disability, but you're all of a sudden excited. You've been looking for roughly 6 years. You've been looking for some sort of opportunity, and now all of a sudden, like, you're like, it's like, oh my goodness, like, this is it. So how did it go from there? I mean,
okay, that during the time, I had been approached by people in network marketing. I had been approached by Amway, by Shackley. I've been approached by people, but I never understood what they were talking about. And this is important. You have to, until somebody understands something, they don't own it. They can't make a decision. That's very important. So when these other people wanted me to do Shackley, I was confused. I thought they wanted me to go door-to-door selling soap and vitamins and have a store in my house. I didn't get it. I didn't get the duplication concept. So finally, from that video and going to that meeting, and I got excited. I found what I've been looking for. And I realized, I found out through investigating, there was a lot of other companies out there. This was not the only company. And then I realized Amway and Jack, all the other companies were called direct sales or network marketing. So I made up my mind I was going to do everything I had to do to become good at network marketing, to learn it, to teach myself. And I became a sponge. I just became a student of network marketing. Much like you did, Warren, you became a student of network marketing, and you went to work, and you did everything you had to do to learn everything you could about this industry, and you did it in a short time. It took me longer than you, a lot longer than you, to get where I got. And it took me a lot longer than a lot of people in this company have moved much quicker than I did. It took me, you know, I was in the industry 14 years before I found Isagenix. So I did 14 years of research. I would join companies. I would learn their comp plan, use their products. If something didn't sit with my values and principles, I moved on. And it was a process. It was a process. And it took me 14 years to find a company called Isagenix that I really felt comfortable with, 100% relaxed and comfortable, and felt good about what I was doing.
Just prior to that, because I know you were relatively successful, you had quite some success in another nutritional company. I believe you're making, at age 74, you were making around $20,000 a month,
mm-hmm.
and yet you were prepared when Carol Taylor called you to, one, take a look at Isagenix. So, I mean, mm-hmm. what caused you? I mean, at age 74, if you had a residual income of $20,000 a month, I mean, most people would have thought you would be crazy to ever consider looking at anything else. What caused you to actually be willing to take a look? Like, what did Carol say to you to make you look?
Well, to start off with, the last company I was in had done something called the Price Initiative. They reduced the wholesale price of the products 22% and reduced the BV 46%, which means I got a 46% cut. So it was very easy for me. I was actually very disenchanted when Carol called me. I was ripe for picking.
And okay, so it was timing.
Carol Taylor told me her husband Peter had lost 31 pounds and 7-inch office waist in a very short time using Isagenix. That intrigued me. That really, really got my attention. And at that time, for the first time in my life, I was 195 pounds. I was way overweight. And I never had no idea how I would lose weight. It never entered my mind. You know, I just was living pretty good. I was making $5,000 a week, and I was kind of semi-retired, and I was, you know, watching a lot of TV and sitting around a lot. So I gained weight. And so when Carol told me her husband had lost weight, and I knew that overweight, obesity was a big problem in our country and the world. So I knew when she told me that, I had watched the company in the 80s go skyrocket with a weight loss product that wasn't really that good. So I knew weight loss in this industry was a good thing, was a beautiful thing. And so I said to Carol, I said, Carol, that's amazing. I said, I want to try that product. I want that product ASAP. I said, if that product works for me like it did for Peter, I'm going to run with this. I'm going to drop everything I'm doing and run with this, because I knew what a big market weight loss was becoming because of the obesity problem in our country, actually in the world. So I was excited. She got me excited, and then I asked her, please explain the compensation plan to me so when I lost the weight, I could get out of the gate quick. And when she explained the comp plan to me, I said, oh, Carol, I said, come on, you got to be pulling my leg. I don't think they can pay that, Carol. That's a little much, you know. And she said, Jimmy, well, they're paying it. We're getting checks every week. I said, well, it's good you're getting checks every week. I said, you know, for 2 months, I said, but anyway, Carol, if the product works, I want the product. The product works for me, I'm in. I'm going to run with this. Look down. I'm just going to drop everything I'm doing. And thank God I got the products. And I this is important, too. This is very important. I say, Carol, tell me what I have to do to work the business to earn money. I want to get out of the gate quick. I want to know what to do. And she said, Jimmy, you have to buy a 9-day system and use it. And then you have to get an ownership for a 9-day system. That's the only product we had. And you have to get a 9-day system every month to stay active in the business. And then she said, you have to sponsor two people, one in your right leg and one in your left leg. And they have to get a 9-day system. And they have to get ownership for a 9-day system. And that's how it works. You become a consultant. And I said, well, what happens when you become a consultant? She said, well, every time you have 600 volume in one leg and 300 in the other, it's a two-third, one-third binary. Now, I had been in a balanced binary where you got paid when legs were even, like 1,000 in each leg, 2,000 each leg, 3,000. But when you got 5,000 each leg, the computer stopped looking, and to make another $1,000, you had to go down and build two more legs. So each two legs you built used to make $1,000. So she explained to me, in this plan, I said, how far down are you paying? She said, well, they'll pay unlimited depth until you max out the plan. And I said, Carol, I don't think they can do that. I said, but look, I'm gonna sign up. I'm going to use the product if it works. I said, I'm going to make as much money as I can. I said, before they find out, maybe they made a mistake here. They can't. But it's 14
yeah,
years
so that
later.
Really got it going.
Oh, yeah. When she told me, so this is very important. Before I got off the phone with Carol, I had my daughter Kathy and my daughter Grace. They were in my last company with me, and I had their information. I just put them in, one on the right. I said, I need one on the right, one left. Now, I didn't even have a computer. I said, Carol, here's their information. Here, boom, 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 sign them up. So she put Kathy on the left and Grace on the right, and I became a consultant on the first conversation. Now, think about that if everybody did that. Think about if every single person became a consultant on the first call or the first day. How long do you think it would take everybody to max out? Think
no.
about that. That's something
I mean, it'd
to sleep
be,
on.
It'd be so powerful, Jimmy, without a doubt.
Oh,
it'd be
God.
Hugely it be so powerful. Bad. But so many of us didn't come from the industry. I mean, you understood the industry when she said, get one on the left, one on the right, and it pays to unlimited depth. I mean, you were like, I'm going to collect as much money as humanly possible before it runs out, as long as the product worked for you. So obviously you're in the company. What was your product experience during the initial 30 days? How much weight did you actually release?
Well, I did my first two-day cleanse. I couldn't believe how much energy I had just after the first two-day cleanse. I did two perfect 9 days back-to-back. Perfect. I mean, I did not cheat because I wanted to make sure the product worked so I could feel good about the business. I'm not going to do the business. I said to Carol Terra, how long have you been in this company? She said, a month. I said, why did you wait a month to call me? See, Carol and I had been friends. I had been in a company with her years ago, and she was in a company with me. and we stayed friends. And we promised each other, if either of us ever found a company we really were excited about, on a scale of 1 to 10 to 10 plus, we'd call each other. Well, she called me, and she said, Jimmy, remember our conversations about thinking we could make $50,000 a month someday? I believe we found that company. And I said, start talking. So we had been friends for a few years, quite a few years. And thank God we stayed friends. And even though I didn't do her Maxwell company, she didn't do my last company. She did it, but she dropped out. I did hers, and I didn't like the product. I didn't like the comp plan. My last company, she didn't like the comp plan. So, but we stayed friends. Thank God we stayed friends, or else I wouldn't have got that call from Carol Taylor. And I'm very grateful for that. I very appreciate Carol, and we appreciate each other.
That's something that I've seen, and you've mentored me on as well, is the fact that build relationships with network marketers, whether they're in your company or not. Build the relationships, mm-hmm. be supportive, mm-hmm. be helpful. Because, I mean, if you can help someone else be successful in this industry, I mean, it's like a rising tide raises all ships. And the mm-hmm. profession of network marketing, guys, it is on the verge of just amazing things. Last year, we did $182 billion globally. As a community, as a profession, $182 billion. And so there's more than enough to go around for everyone. Don't come from a scarcity mindset. Build relationships. If you're doing some cool things on social media, share it. I mean, at least that's what Jimmy's taught me, is the more I help other people, it seems like the more other people help me and the more successful I become. Again, I'm just sharing with you. I mean, Jimmy's helped me become and my family become a seven-figure money earner in this industry. And I'm just sharing what seemed to have worked. So, okay, Jimmy, with that, because let me tell you, I'm excited to hear your perspective on the fundamentals of network marketing. And one of the biggest things, I know it's one of your highest priority, is always speaking belief into people. I mean, you did that for me when I didn't believe. Yet you said to me, you went, Warren, you can do this. And I'm looking at you, and at that point, I don't know, you were number two money earner. You're right up there as like number one, number two money earner in the company. And here's this guy, Jimmy Smith, saying, Warren, Lance, you can do this. And like, I didn't believe in myself, but I believed in Jimmy. And I took his belief, and it launched my career. So, again, Jimmy, I don't want to steal your thunder, but, I mean, it was so impactful to me, and I've seen you do it over and over and over again about speaking belief into people. Can you elaborate on that and just some of the ways you do it? Because it's made a world of difference.
It happened to me, and someone breathed their belief level into me years back when I was in a company that was going nowhere. My upline had left and gone to another company and tried to get me to go with him. And I was a diehard. I stayed there, and I said to him, look, I've been in so many companies, I don't want to make a change now because it'll hurt my credibility. And he said, Jimmy, he said, if you stay there, it'll hurt your credibility. If you come with this company that I'm just doing, that's going someplace, that's really moving, it's got a great, better compensation plan. It's got better products. And so finally, his check was going up, my check was going down. So finally, I put my tail between my legs. But one of the things he said to me, he said, Jimmy, I know what you can do here. I know what you were the fastest growing one in my whole downline in the other company. I know what you can do here. I know you'll do great here. I know. I just know what you can do. And I believed him. I went there, and he was right. I blew by him and blew by my upline, went right up to number 10 in the company in 27 months, and I was making $5,000 a week. And he gave me my belief level that I didn't have. I was afraid to leave and start all over again. And thank God he breathed belief in me and told me he knew what I could do. He was sure what I did it. And so I've continued to do that to everyone. One thing I learned about the word sponsor, in Webster's Dictionary, the word sponsor means take responsibility for someone's success. Now, you don't do it for them. You don't do it for them. You help them. You coach them. You mentor them. You're responsible for their success. Now, you can't help someone if they don't ask you for help. You don't, can't help someone if they don't let you help them. And you can't help someone if they don't help themselves. So, Warren, that's one thing you did consistently. You asked for help, you let me help you, and you definitely helped yourself. When I went up to stay with you in Nanaimo, we worked our tail. We were going every day, all day long. I showed the black book to more people in Nanaimo than any other town in the world. I mean, that black book was all over Nanaimo, all over, and you helped yourself. You were into action. You were, and I knew your work ethics were so strong, and you were such a hard worker and a quick learner. I knew for sure you were going to be very successful. No doubt in my mind. No doubt.
Well, Jimmy, thank you for that, because it truly, you kept me in the game, because, and I know we're going to talk about rejection, but it's tough. I'll tell you what, it's tough when you get a ton of no's and to stay in the game, but yet you were always there speaking belief into me. You can do it. And I can tell you guys that all of you on the line are leaders. And just remember, you know what, you're going to have your down days. I mean, I still have my down days. And one of the best tricks I've discovered is if I'm feeling down, the simplest way to turn that emotional state is to reach into my organization and go, who can I help today? And pick up the phone and have a conversation and speak belief into them and get them fired up. And all of a sudden I get off the phone and you know what? I'm feeling like $1 million. So just a little trick there. It works, and that's our responsibility. It really is. The other thing, Jimmy, you're really big on, I know you're really big on that the body needs vitamins and minerals, and with your prior network marketing company, I mean, they were noted for some of the best nutritional supplements available. I mean, through a network marketing and through a doctor's office, it didn't matter. These were some of the best nutritional supplements, and I know you're absolutely passionate right now today that these products from Isagenics, you must have them in your body on a daily basis. What do you have to say about that? Like, why are you so adamant that we need these products in our body?
Well, since I've been in this industry, the only companies I've done are nutritional companies. And I've been reading on nutrition my whole life since I was in my 20s. I was reading books on nutrition when I was in my 20s. And three companies ago, I was in a company that had free-form amino acids. I learned so much about the importance of amino acids. Then I got into my last company, it was vitamins and minerals. I learned so much about the importance of vitamins and minerals. And then, lo and behold, Isagenics. I come into Isagenics, and I learned the importance of cleansing. So Isagenics says, cleanse the toxins out of your body. You have to cleanse. Reverse aging is not having a facelift. Reverse aging is reducing the toxins in your body from that of a 50 or 60-year-old man, reduce the toxins out of a 40-year-old man or a 30-year-old man. That's reverse aging. And for the first time in my life, I stopped eating and cleansed for 2 days, ate no food for 2 days, and then one meal for 5 days and no food for 2 days. That cleansing period, that 9-day system, was so powerful. I felt so good when I lost 21 pounds and had so much energy. And I said, wow, this is like unbelievable. And then we only had the 9-day for 2.5 years. Then they come, and the best part of the 9-day, besides the cleansing, was the shake. We need protein, you know. Our body consists largely of protein. The day you get under supply of protein, your body ages with depressing speed. You need protein. Now, our shake is organic whey protein. You have 100 trillion cells in your body. 2 trillion die off every day. They have to be replaced. You have to rebuild 2 trillion cells a day. Doesn't it make sense to take a shake that has all 22 amino acids, 23 vitamins, 70 plant organic minerals, probiotics, prebiotics, fiber, digestive, has everything your body needs to make healthy cells. So if somebody's doing 2 shakes a day, somebody gets on this and stays on it for 3 months, in 1 year, 95% of your cells are replaced. In 2 years, every single cell in your body 400 trillion have been replaced. 2 trillion cells die every day. So what it comes down to, cleanse the toxins out of your body and then give your body optimal nutrition on a daily basis. You'll live longer, you'll look better, you'll lose weight, you'll have more energy, and you'll feel better. So to sum it all up, I've been on ownership for 14 years. And if I didn't make a dime, if I didn't make any money at all, every dime I've spent on this product is well worth it, because you can't put price before quality when it comes to your health. That's a grave mistake. You can't do that. So I'm giving my body optimal nutrition on a daily basis. I'm cleansing the toxins out from time to time. That's why at 88, I have energy. I don't get tired. I still work. It's late here right now. I'm up till 12 o'clock. I'm up early in the morning. I have energy. My mental acuity is good. And I owe it to these products. And I'll be forever grateful to John Anderson and Jim and Kathy Coover for starting this company. And
wow.
My belief level is through the roof about the products and about the business part of this. So you'll be as successful as your belief level, period.
Wow. Wow, Jimmy. I mean, you're right. We want to put these products in our body. Do your homework, guys. These products are second to none. You can ask Dr. Michael Colgan. He's the author of The Optimum Sports Nutrition. He's worked with the Australian Olympic team, U.S. Olympic team. I mean, he endorses these products. I mean, just do your due diligence. You won't be disappointed. Now, just one quick thing about network marketing. You like to say when you're evaluating a network marketing company, Jimmy, I know you like to say that the products are consumable, they have an emotional impact. Can you talk about that briefly? Because I think that's huge in elevating everyone's belief that these are the right products to become incredibly successful, to create that six-figure, multiple six-figure income for our families. Can you talk about that, why Isagenix is such a fit? Because I know you like, when you evaluate things, you want them consumable, you want them to have an emotional impact. Can you rattle through your key points there?
Absolutely. I learned a long time ago that to be successful in network marketing, you need a product with an emotional impact. Well, guess what? Weight loss is emotional. It makes an emotional impact. But it's also visual. It's a double whammy. I never had that before. So weight loss is visual and it's emotional. You must have a product that has a daily spin-off. People take it on a daily basis to have residual income. Water filter sits on your counter for 3 years before it has to be replaced. So I was right not getting in that water filter company, because where's the residual? So it has to be a product people will buy, whether they do the business or not. So right now, to date, hundreds of thousands of people have joined Isagenix as customers to buy the product, lose weight, and feel great with no intention to do the business. That's a beautiful thing. Down the road, millions and millions of people worldwide, because there's 1 billion people obesity overweight in the world, and we're an international company, billions of people will join Isagenix to lose weight and feel great with no intention of doing the business. And that's a beautiful thing. A handful of us, who get our belief level where it should be about the products and about the compensation plan and treat this like a business, a handful of us will, of course, become wealthy. And you decide how wealthy you want to be. And that will be determined by your belief level. And when you share this product with someone, if you have a product this powerful, don't you want to share with your family, your friends, your loved ones, everybody you care about? If you really care about them, you want them to have this product in their body, whether they do the business or not. All my kids, my grandkids, my great-grandkids or little kids are getting the shakes now. My whole family's on this product. Most of my friends are on this product. So we have something here that everybody needs, and after everybody gets it, they want it. And then, of course, the compensation plan, in my way of thinking, once when I explain it to someone, when I spend time training someone, they understand like I do, it's impossible to fail. nobody.
Okay, so speaking of that, Jimmy, then will you explain that? Will you go into it? Why is it, you just said it's impossible to fail, and that has to do with understanding the numbers. Can you elaborate on that? Because, I mean, that this is good, guys. This is really
good. Absolutely. Absolutely, Warren. Our plane says straight up, right out front, very simple. You have to, when I, first conversation with Kyle, so I said, Kyle, what do I have to do the business? She said, you have to be an ownership for 9 days, have two people, one on the right, one on the left. Think about that. That is so simple. Nobody ever explained the plane that simple to me, and I've been explaining it for 14 years now. Think about this. If every single person comes in, gets on the product, stays on it for 3 months, gets their belief level in the product 100%, gets two people, wraps their arms around two people they care about, two people they love. I had my two daughters, Kathy and Grace. I wrapped my arms around them. I said, girls, we're going to do this. Wrap your arms around two people. Help them get two people. When you sponsor somebody, you take responsibility for their success. You don't give up them. You help them get their two people. You do whatever it takes, teach them, help them. And you help them, their two people, get their two people. If everybody built two people three levels deep, nobody would fail. If every single person came in here and got two people, help them get two and help the other two get two. Three levels deep. Two to the power, two become director. Nobody would fail. It's impossible to fail. People do not fail. They quit. Sometimes I wonder how people learn to walk. I watch my little grandchildren, they walk, they few steps, they fall. They get up, they fall, they get up, they fall, they get up, they fall. Finally, they're walking, then they're running. And that's the way you have to do this business. I've gotten thousands and thousands of no's. I've gotten a few yeses. The yeses built my business. What did the no's build? My character. And you have to learn to love the word no. And when somebody gives you no, thank them and tell them, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm that much closer to a yes. Some will, some won't, some wait. So what? Who's next?
Wow. You're absolutely right. This compensation plan is pretty special. It really is. Now, another point that I guess a lot of people, like, if you understand the numbers, you can't fail. What happens is people quit, and they do quit. And part of the reason they quit, Jimmy, is because they don't like hearing the word no. I mean, I share with you, I'm passionate, I'm excited about these products, and then you go, no. And I'm like, but Jimmy, you're a good friend of mine. What do you mean? We went to high school together. We have done all these things together. And what do you mean, no? And then all of a sudden I get another no, and before I've shared it with 20 people, I'm done. This stuff doesn't work. I mean, the products may work, but the business doesn't work. I mean, I don't like it. And so rejection is a massive part of this industry. Can you speak into, like, how you coach and mentor people in dealing with the rejection? Because, I mean, I can remember being there. It's hard. It's not enjoyable. I mean, it hurts when your friends say no to you. What do you have to say about that? Because it's a huge part of this profession.
Well, when people say no to me, I spell no, K-N-O-W. You don't know enough about what I'm trying to talk to you about to say no. Because if you knew what I know, it would be impossible to say no. That's a fact. Until you understand something, you do not own it. I believe that anybody can do what I did. I breathe that. I told you that. If I can do this, Warren, you can do this, Warren. You can do this. And you believed it, and you did it. And you made sure you understood the comp plan. You made sure you used the products. You did everything that you were supposed to do. You did it. And anybody that does that, with the money you're earning today, the money I'm earning today, the money that a lot of people in this call are earning today, could they ever say no to this? Could they ever say no to this? How could anybody say no to a business, a product that's going to dramatically improve the quality of your life, a business that's going to set you financially free? I mean, not just Jimmy the Butcher's free, my six children, my 28 grandchildren, my great-grandchildren that are coming. This is a legacy for them. This is a 90-year plan. How could anybody say no to a product that's going to dramatically improve your health and a business opportunity where you can make unlimited income? You decide the income you want. That's what we have here. And we see people doing it over and over and over again. So many beautiful people coming in here and going right to the top. And so I love Gandhi. What Gandhi says, what one man can do, all men can do. I say what one person can do, all people can do. If we can do this, the ones of us that are successful, if we can do it, everyone can do it. It all depends on your belief level. You'll be as successful as your belief level, and you can't believe in anything unless you understand it clearly. So I say to people, put the product in your body, let your body tell you what the product does for you, and then let's get on with your financial future, your health and your financial future. Your number one wealth is your health. We all look the same on the slab of intensive care with the tubes running in, tubes running out. We all look the same. It doesn't make any difference when you're an ambassador or a janitor. You look and feel the same. Your number one wealth is your health, and that's what we're selling. We're selling health first and then wealth. Health and wealth in the right order.
I love that. And that's so impactful, Jimmy, because some of us, and I've been there, okay, I'm not pointing any figures, I'm pointing them at myself. It's once the money starts coming, it's so easy to get wrapped up in the money, in the paycheck, that weekly check that comes every single week. And at times, I've forgotten about the product. And one of the biggest realizations, Jimmy, when I come to think about it, is we now have 13 platinums on the Take Action team, which is absolutely remarkable. I mean, we're talking
That's amazing.
Yeah, like 13 people earning a seven-figure income. I mean, wow.
That's amazing. A guy
that didn't get the industry. But what's so impactful of it, 10 out of the 13 came in as product users that were going to use these products for their health. They weren't interested in the business, but because the products had such an impact on their body, as you said, the energy, when you start to pull the impurities out of the body and then flood the body with those 242 nutrients and the trace minerals and amino acids and all that great stuff, a lot of times the body bounces back. And when people have a profound health experience, you know what? They're passionate about what's happened to them. They start sharing, not because of the financial side, but because of the health side. They want to just make a difference in other people's lives, and they become incredibly passionate. And all of a sudden, I mean, 10 of these individuals have gone platinum. So I think that's a massive point, what you just shared. It's so important to make certain that we sort of, like, you lead with the products and the business, but really make sure people have an amazing product experience. Because, again, had you not had a great product experience, you wouldn't be in Isagenics today.
No. If I didn't lose weight, I would not be here. If I didn't lose 21 pounds or 4 inches of mice, I wouldn't be here. True. Very true.
Wow. Well, Jimmy, it's been an absolute treat. I mean, you shared so much amazing information. Some of the people may want to re-listen to this call, and I'll just put it out. There's three ways you can get this recording. You can go to takeactionteam.com, and Katie will be posting it there. You can go to Facebook and just look for Take Action Team, and Katie will be posting the latest podcast with Jimmy there. Or you can go to Podomatic, download the app, and just follow Take Action Team, and just automatically it'll get sent to your smartphone device. So you can go for a run and listen to it. But, Jimmy, it has been an absolute treat. Again, I just want to thank you for having such an amazing heart to really lead by example, to teach so many of us, not just me, but so many individuals that there is more than enough to go around, and it's all about, as you said, like, you never want to look down on anyone unless you're looking down to reach down and pull them up. And in pulling them up, let me tell you, pulled my family up. You pulled Kyle and Megan the Crash, Sean and Carrie Lynn Owen, Saren and David Jilks. I mean, you pulled up so many of my friends and spoke belief into them, and they're now multiple six-figure money earners, and I just want to say thank you for that. I mean, you have a heart of gold, my friend.
Thank you, Warren. Thank you. And you were one of my best friends in the whole world. I love you. I feel like you're one of my sons, and I'm just, and your team, your whole team is so beautiful. It's just, I love all you guys, and I used to love every time I went up to Nanaimo and had our dinner meeting, and it was really great.
Well, we're going to get you back, my friend. So, but with that, everyone, have an amazing, blessed week. You know what, Jimmy? I'm going to make arrangements to get you back on the call because I know we've just scratched the surface. We can delve deeper into so many areas of these fundamentals to have a huge impact on people's businesses. And would you be willing to come back?
Absolutely. Anytime you want, my friend. Anytime you want.
Okay. No, well, with that, everyone, have a spectacular week, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care, everyone. Good night.
Night, everybody. See you all at the top.